You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm your host, Jocelyn Swigger, and last summer I took time off practicing to have a baby. Maybe you can hear him. And now I'm trying to get my brain and my chops back in shape by learning the Chopin Etudes. So this is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Monday, June 13th, and I'm very happy to report that I can finally play a descending F major scale. Here we go. And I can even play one going up, too. So I've been working, if you're just starting to listen, on getting this rotation worked out here at this moment where the white key goes to the black key. And it feels much better. And the reason I've been doing that is that there are a lot of moments in these etudes, like here, where it comes down on an arpeggio and it goes from a white key to a black key with the hand position shift, and they've been freaking me out. So I realized that if I need to be able to go from a white key turning to a black key, that doing an F major scale is going to be the way to do that. So have I been able to make my new F major scale prowess translate into being able to play all those arpeggios yet? Not quite. Arpeggios are next. But I'm actually pretty happy that the F major scale is feeling so much better, because it really just felt bumpy and awful. And you know, I realized that I never actually practiced scales as a kid. Every week I would be given a new scale, you know, major, minor, contrary motion, four octaves, whatever, that whole thing to do for that week. And I wouldn't practice them all week. And then the morning before my lesson, I would learn the scales and get them up to tempo and then go in and play them for my lesson and then get the next set of scales. So I never actually practiced them. I just kind of learned them quickly and then ignored them, which is because I think they're kind of boring. I mean, they are. I think practicing scales is kind of boring. So this has been actually kind of tricky for me the last couple of weeks, focusing so much on scales. But I think it's been kind of good for me, too. I mean, I'm sure that's been good for me. I feel like I'm figuring out these motions that I need to figure out. But I have to confess, I'm going a little bit nuts with having my practice be so much about fine motion, you know, instead of doing, even though I'm doing a little bit of that too now. So I think I need a different strategy, which I'm going to come back to in a little bit. But just to let you know that I'm a little bit bored with my practicing, and what that's doing is it's making me either not practice, of course, is always an option, or it's making me use some of my precious practice time to practice other stuff. Like, I've got a couple pieces that are sort of on the horizon that I'm going to be playing in a few months or in a couple years, and I'm finding, oh, I'll just read through this other thing. I don't really feel like practicing that etude right now. Let me read through this other thing. So I need to get myself a little bit back on track with that, while at the same time saying, yay, I had my F major victory. I also wanted to point out that I had my breakthrough with the F major scale right after I spent a few minutes kind of playing around with a silly poppy chord progression that may or may not turn into a song for my band. And that may be significant or it may not, but I think that giving myself permission, even though I just said I need to be more disciplined about how I spend my practice time. But I think actually giving myself permission to make sure that the creative side of things is involved might be really, really important for me. Not necessarily that what I come up with creatively, my improvisations are necessarily so genius or fantastic or whatever, but if they're going to make my practicing better, and I think they might be really important and kind of significant. So I'm going to see if I can, and just really make sure that I put those in. And basically what mostly that's been is, you know, I've been doing a lot of like this kind of thing. Just trying to figure out this rotation stuff, right? So I'll do. So I'm trying to make even my silly little exercise moments feel a little bit musical. And of course, when I do that, I feel less bored than when I just am only thinking about the placement of everything. Now, it's possible that I also, in fact, I'm sure that I also need to have my moments where I'm just thinking about the placement. Since I'm in this so like nitty-gritty technical space right now, it's I think not only possible, but probably probable that I need to have lots of moments where I really am just thinking, okay, what does my hand do? How does this work? But it's been helpful. To do that kind of thing. So, I've been mostly focusing when I have been practicing sort of effectively and efficiently on 10 number 4. So I wanted to play this for you, but I'm not going to play it from beginning to end. I'm going to sort of play it for you in chunks. The beginning part is mostly feeling pretty good most of the time. And I think I've got a lot of this rotation stuff in here like this. I think I'm really doing right. I think that really feels good. And I think it's better than what I was doing before, which I think was more like... I'm not sure I was completely, I think I was probably always doing a little bit of rotation here, but I think I've got it better. Anyway, this left hand business is mostly working. We'll see if it does this time. So I'm going to play through the first page for you. Actually, I'm going to play through the first page and a bit of the second page up to the key change, and then I'm going to stop and sort of tell you what I think is going to happen next. So here's the first page and a bit of 10 number 4. Stop there. I actually went a little bit further than I meant to. So a couple of these moments, like this one, didn't... This didn't quite work, and it was because I wasn't doing the rotation right, and I wasn't lifting up my fingers enough, so it was kind of like this. Hear that? So it's kind of smashy instead of... So I'm still working on that. I don't quite have it. Instead of, my fingers get lazy, so especially in the left hand. So that's not quite there, but you know, I feel like there's sort of hope for me. The reason I stopped where I did is that this is a place where I've made a pretty big change, and it's not glued in yet. So this is a moment where I've got the right hand just playing this, and the left hand playing this. Obviously, the left hand has it easier, but one of the things that's happening is that because it moves so quickly and because it's not completely ingrained yet, is that my memory is taking up, the memory is sort of taking more energy than it should right now. So when I get to it, I have this minor freak out. So this is normal from the way I was doing it before. And then here's a transition, which freaks me out a little bit. And then here, I just have to think about it a lot. This part mostly feels pretty good. But this, again, this is another place where I've made a change, and it's not quite ingrained. I have to think about it. This has moments where it works really well. Today, not so much. I mean, this is a spot I've been worrying about forever, right? So one of the things that, a change that I've made that's not totally ingrained yet, is I'm changing my fingering right here. So let me just tell you the finger numbers. Ignore them if you're not a pianist, but I'm doing... 2-1-3-1-2-1-3-2-3-2-4-1-2. Before I was doing 2-1-3-1-2-1-2-1. Yeah, before I was doing 2-1-3-1-2-1-3-1-2-1-3-1. So now I'm changing it in the middle there. I'm changing the pattern, which is eventually going to help me a lot, but now I have to think about it. Anyway, so this moment... sometimes works. It's not trustworthy yet. This, for some reason, hopping up to here, I think it's because of what was happening before. I've been having trouble sort of landing on that chord and that note. This is mostly fine. Well, that didn't quite work at the end there, did it? Mostly works. Same thing here. This mostly feels pretty good. This one is a little awkward. and then this one gets a little bit tangly. I haven't, you know what, I haven't done my full on, I haven't been as careful about my motions here. I can really feel it. I'm going to actually circle that right now, or put a little star by the side of the measure. This is fine. Oops. See, there's these like little glitches, and some of them are glitches that weren't there before. It's like because I'm thinking really carefully about some of it, I'm not able to just sort of let the piece fly. So I think I have to keep in this thinking carefully mode for a good while so that it really, really, really gets set in there, and then I can let it go. It's not there yet so that I can let it go. And so it's like I am cramming information into my already too full file cabinet in my head. Anyway, this moment pretty much works fine, but I wanted to show you this in the next measure here. This is right before the recap. I realized I was playing four extra notes. So here's what I was playing before. Or not four notes exactly, but four notes that aren't in there and skipping notes that are. So let me show you what's written in the second measure of that mess. So here, it goes here, 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 here. Okay? The first one is instead of going, so it's just kind of going this nice little chromatic crawl and going up to the A. In this one, it's going, and it skips the E natural, and it goes right to here to land on the A in less time. So it's a really, really subtle difference, which is how I missed it, because I sort of memorized the spot too fast instead of actually really looking carefully at the music, which maybe I do a lot. Yes, I do. Anyway, here's how it actually goes. Then it's fine to the end, or to the recap. So this is another spot that I just have to think about like crazy to make sure it happens. And also you'll hear that it gets a little bit smashy. I have to make sure that I lift up my hands or lift up my fingers. You get the idea. So there's all these little tiny nitpicky details in here. So that's another one. Then there's one more that I found. This is pretty much the same, but yeah, I'll just play it because it's fun. Here, so let's do this again. Talk about that before I go on. So there's this moment here which I played right, but it took up so much space in my brain to do it. After this thing, there's this. This is the same as the first time around. But then the second time, instead of going to the C sharp minor chord, it goes to an A major chord. Which actually sounds kind of plaintive and uncertain, and I like it a lot. But making sure that I do it takes up a lot of space in my brain. And you can hear, I think, that this gets really sloppy. So this is a spot that I need to keep working on and really get in there. I'm just going to circle it again because even though it's already circled, it makes me feel good to circle it again. It's like I'm taking control of my environment in this small way. Okay, so this stuff mostly feels pretty good. Now this measure does not feel great. So this is kind of, it's very similar to this, except this is going up, 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 and this is going up to the middle, so it's not exactly the same. Up, up, down, up, up, down, it's not quite the same, but anyway. Anyway, I need to spend a lot of time on the third and fourth to the last measures of this. One other little thing I wanted to tell you about is that with all of this thing, which is kind of fun, when it ends the first time, it has in the left hand, I'm just going to play the left hand with both my hands. So we've got a C sharp, a G sharp, and an E. I can't actually reach that in my left hand all at the same time. I can roll it. This is all my left hand, but I can't do that all in my left hand. And normally I would just roll it, and I actually have been just rolling it. But the second time around, after all of this fun stuff, now he rolls it right into that. So I think that for this roll to sound special, this one should not be rolled. So I need to sacrifice the E. So what I'm going to play is this. So you could argue that that the melody is, and then it should be in there. But I think I can't let go of the bass. I just think I can't. And I think it sounds more final, and it almost sounds like a little Scottish bagpipe moment or something. If I do it. And then I'll do the roll at the end of this. So I can do this part, but it always feels sort of awkward and spidery. Anyway, so, you know, this is coming, and I'm sure you can hear that it's really, really, really fun to play when it's working. I don't have it where I want it. I'm going to keep working it. You know, next week I'll play it through you, for you all the way through without sort of walking you through like I just did. I'll actually sit down and play the thing for you. And hopefully that'll work. Okay, I want to play the Black Key Etude for you, even though it's not completely where I want it. I've been working on changing the fingering at the beginning, as I said last week, and that's not quite ingrained. So I'm going to do my best with that. But I do want to play this for you, because I've been playing through this a lot just because I feel like I need to play through something to not go crazy. So let me play it for you. Here's the Black Key Etude. Ah, wow, this is interesting. I'm completely losing my memory all over the place. Let me start right there, but I just wanted to say this is pretty weird. Back to in a minute. So this thing where I'm putting a lot of my energy towards thinking about fine, delicate motor motions is kind of getting in the way of my thinking, my being able to play a lot and play larger phrases. I'm definitely in a looking at the leaves instead of looking at the forest moment here. I think it's where I need to be, but I'm definitely frustrated by it. And I'm thinking so hard that I'm not kind of able to get into the flow state or whatever you want to call it. When you own a piece physically so well that you can just think about what's happening musically, I'm completely not there right now. And so I'm, as you can hear, not being terribly musical. And I'm also rushing like crazy, but I think I'm partly rushing like crazy, not because I'm a normal crazy rusher, which I confess I am, but I think I'm rushing like crazy because I'm sort of hungry to play fast because I've been doing so much slow playing. I think I need to come back to playing little bits of fast things, but paying a lot of attention to these fine motor skills. So doing these kind of groups, but really thinking about, you know, going back and forth between the slow and the fast, I think is going to be the way to do that. So I'm going to make sure that I bring back in some of my group practice fast, but with this specific rotation that I've been working on. I think I've got to get there. Again, I think, like, I feel like I'm just sort of in a phase. I know I'm in a phase. I know I'm sort of doing this specific thing right now, but it's frustrating not to be able to play through a piece like this, for example, that I should be able to play through. On the good news front, I didn't get that tired. My right arm didn't get that tired, and it often does. This part in the right hand is feeling much better because I've been working on going from here to here. I haven't been doing much with going to the left hand, and I need to do that. Let me circle that. I'm going to put a little asterisk and write left hand. Okay, so I'm going to do that. Okay, so I wanted to play you those two. I also wanted to show you a little bit of 10 number 8. Actually, the middle section is driving me a little bit nuts, and the memory spots around the fanfares are still giving me trouble. I think I'm going to play you the beginning because it's fun. It feels really good. And then stop when it starts getting into the really hairy spot, and I'll talk to you about that a little bit. Okay, so here's 10 number 8. Stop right there. Okay, so one thing is that this thing, I'm just never sure what skips. I think I did this instead of this. So I need to go in there and really, really practice that a lot, which I honestly, clearly have not done this week. That was a little bit monster trucky, frankly. Just kind of slamming, slamming, slamming all over the place. This thing here. No, let me try it again. This right here, this is the reason that I spent so much time practicing an F major scale. Because this moment here, where the white key goes to the black key, is pretty similar to an F major scale, where the white key goes to the black key. So, theoretically, if I can play an F major scale, someday I'll be able to play this thing, but apparently not today. So that's sort of the root of my F major scale-ness lately. And, you know, every time I practice this piece, I kind of tend to devolve into F major scale practice a little bit. And maybe I need to be more intentional about that and make sure that I come back to the specific moments. Okay, so once we get into this D minor section, this is where things get really hairy. This is mostly okay, except you can hear I'm not picking up my fingers enough. I'm doing this. I'm actually going to skip ahead and show you where things get really crazy, and this is just kind of mental laziness on my part. But when we get to this part here, this, here, I'm just not quite sure what the pattern does. And then this part is fine. But so here, I need to really make sure I spend some time figuring out that it goes right hand by itself. They go out, they come in, they go out, and then they go together. And then they go together with the C natural in the left hand, and then the C natural comes into the right hand, like that. So I need to go through and really think about that and get that right. When we come back to the first part again, it mostly is working, except, of course, unless I have brain glitches at the fanfare. So let me play that, because this is actually really, really fun. Let me play from here. Ugh. I hear that brain glitch again. And I need to practice this and make sure what happens exactly there. No, it's here. I don't have this memorized yet. You know, this is the thing where I am so focused on these little minute physical motions that I'm having trouble thinking about what's going on musically. And it's like, I've just got too much going on in my brain. It's like, I'm exactly overthinking it. So this is sort of my conundrum that I'm in these days, is that I'm overthinking, and I need to be overthinking to really get these tiny motions down, but it's completely wreaking havoc with my large scale ability to play any of these pieces at this moment. So, let me just play you that cadence of this thing so you feel like you've landed in F major nicely. Oh, terrible! That completely does not end with a seventh. Let's try that again. Well, something like that. Okay, so I've got miles to go before I sleep. But I think my main thing that I need to do this week, besides really looking at these little spots and trying to think musically, is I think I need to give myself specific tasks that are not about this turning motion, because I'm going a little bit crazy, as you can probably tell. So here's what I'm going to do for next week. I'm going to come up with some form of a simplified version of 25 number 2, which is this one. Which will probably be just the left hand or something like that. And I'm also going to come up with a simplified version of the Winter Wind, which is this one. I totally don't have this at all. I'm kind of making it up, but it's this one. So I'm going to learn the left hand of the Winter Wind etude for next week, because that's a completely different technical thing. It'll be thinking musically. I can think large scale. I can think about harmonies. I think I really need that. So I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to try to organize my practice a little bit better so that I have specific time when I'm doing my obsessive F majorness and my obsessive arpeggio business. And then when I'm specifically practicing pieces and looking at these little moments with asterisks in the margin that I need to fix. And then I'm also going to specify some time that I play other pieces so that it's not just, oh, I'm being lazy and I'm practicing stuff I shouldn't be practicing, but that I'm actually giving myself permission to work on other things too. I think I need that, because right now I feel a little bit stuck in my musicianship. And I think that's going to help a lot. So that's the plan for next week. And thank you so much for being my practice buddy. Play It Again Swig is produced in my living room. You can leave comments or questions, which I would love, and find out more at playitagainswig.com.